Chapter 5. Intelligence. The intelligence enterprise consists of interconnected intelligence networks and nodes from the national to the tactical level. The enterprise is flexible and responsive enough to support special operations unit commanders and their forces as they plan for and execute a broad range of activities. This flexibility and responsiveness allows special operations units to generate intelligence, which senior military and civilian leaders use to inform decisions. Overview. Special operations commanders depend on the intelligence process to provide accurate, detailed, and timely support to their forces and supported commanders. Special operations commanders drive the intelligence process by articulating their priorities for the intelligence effort. At every echelon, the unit's senior intelligence officer, Intelligence Directorate of a Joint Staff, J2/Assistant Chief of Staff, Intelligence G2/Intelligence Staff Officer, S2, is responsible for satisfying the commander's requirements by planning, directing, and coordinating for the production of intelligence and the execution of intelligence operations. Commanders and the Army Special Operations Forces they lead rely upon their organic intelligence staff sections and intelligence units to fulfill intelligence requirements. In order to fulfill these requirements, these intelligence elements must be able to integrate with the Theater Special Operations Command, J2, the Theater of Operations J2 and Joint Intelligence Center, the Theater Intelligence Brigades, the U.S. Special Operations Command Joint Intelligence Center, and the 389th Military Intelligence Battalion, Special Operations Airborne. Integrating with these intelligence organizations ensures that requirements exceeding their organic capability or capacity are fulfilled and that special operations information and intelligence products are available to the joint force. Special Operations Intelligence Criteria. Special operations missions are both intelligence-driven and intelligence-dependent. Intelligence products developed for these units must be detailed, accurate, relevant, predictive, and timely. These intelligence products enable commanders to identify and assess potential courses of action, plan operations, properly direct their forces, employ ethical, effective, and efficient tactics and techniques, and implement protection. For example, infiltrating into a hostile environment to conduct a non-combatant evacuation operation in a dense urban environment requires precise information about structures, elements of infrastructures, the surrounding populations, and the locations of persons to be evacuated. National and theater-level intelligence products are often required at a lower echelon than is normally associated with support to conventional operations. Special operations missions may also require near real-time dissemination of intelligence directly to the lowest echelon, the force conducting actions on the objective. Special operations intelligence support requirements are mission and situation dependent, largely driven by diverse and unique operational environments. These forces are tasked to address country and region-specific challenges, as well as trans-regional, all-domain, and multifunctional challenges. Therefore, intelligence support requires a thorough understanding of special operations requirements at the tactical level and the integration of intelligence products from across the operational environments and geographic combatant commands. The following variables can affect intelligence support. Environment category, hostile, permissive, unknown. Multinational, combined, joint, or unilateral operations. Force composition. Maritime or land-based operations. Mission duration. Availability and interoperability of command, control, and intelligence system elements and architecture. Adversary capabilities, objectives, and operational approach. Connectivity to agencies outside the operational environment or area of operations. National-level intelligence support. The diverse capabilities of the intelligence community are important sources of intelligence for Army Special Operations units. Intelligence community sensors have a depth and breadth of coverage that allows them to see into denied or hostile areas where Special Operations units operate. Consequently, they provide unique and critical information and intelligence that may not be accessible from organic Special Operations intelligence formations. Army Special Operations units can often rely upon such intelligence community collectors and analytic teams to cover areas of interest early in crisis or contingency situations when political sensitivities are high and when these forces are the first or only military forces committed. Often the agencies that make up the intelligence community come together to form an interagency intelligence center that supports, works parallel to, or is integrated with the Geographic Combatant Commander's Joint Intelligence Center. Examples of collaborative capabilities include the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Expeditionary Forensic Lab to liaison officers in the Joint Intelligence Center that facilitate shared intelligence efforts. An important element of the intelligence community is the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which promotes the integration of a coalition of 16 government agencies and organizations, which include the Defense Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Central Intelligence Agency. These named agencies are collectively referred to as the Big Five within the intelligence community, and are the primary intelligence community members that support special operations forces. Army Special Operations units have embedded National Geospatial Intelligence Agency analysts to provide additional support. These organizations, along with the service intelligence organizations, support task force operations in each theater. They provide substantive intelligence assets, dedicated communications connectivity, personnel augmentation, and counterintelligence support. The focal point for national-level intelligence support to theater operations is through the Supported Theater Joint Intelligence Center or Joint Analysis Center from the National Military Joint Intelligence Center. Theater Intelligence. The Theater Special Operations Command, J2, is the intelligence focal point for special operations. The J2 ensures intelligence products are available to support each Special Operations Command mission tasking, coordinates with and relies on their respective Theater Joint Intelligence Center or Joint Analysis Center, United States European Command, and service organizations to collect, produce, and disseminate intelligence to meet needs, validates, reconciles, consolidates, and prioritizes requirements to optimize collection and production efforts, coordinates joint special operations intelligence operations and the production and dissemination of target intelligence packages to support operations targeting, directs subordinate units to collect and report information supporting the Theater Special Operations Command's intelligence requirements. The J2 coordinates with the Theater Special Operations Command Communication System Directorate of a Joint Staff, J6, to obtain secure, sensitive, compartmented information, voice and data communications with subordinate, supporting, and support head units. In some missions, a Special Operations Joint Task Force or Joint Special Operations Task Force is established. And in those cases, the Task Force J2 functions in the same manner as the Theater Special Operations Command J2. Theater of Operations Joint Intelligence Center. The Theater Joint Intelligence Centers or Joint Analysis Center under United States European Command are the primary area of responsibility all source analysis and production organizations. National intelligence agency representatives are integrated into the Joint Intelligence Center, augmenting its analytical and production capability. The center provides much of the intelligence production agency support needed for target intelligence packages required for missions identified through the targeting process. The center should fully integrate military information support operations and civil affairs operations information into its all-source analytical and production effort. The center normally locates near the Joint Operations Center. The center serves as the focal point for operational and intelligence support to crisis or contingency operations. It is also the primary theater of operations interface with the National Military Joint Intelligence Center. United States Special Operations Command Joint Intelligence Center. The U.S. Special Operations Command Joint Intelligence Center provides complementary Special Operations Peculiar Intelligence support to all Theater Special Operations Commands upon request of the Theater of Operations Joint Intelligence Center. Specifically, its mission is to provide timely analysis, production, and dissemination of all-source intelligence relating to Special Operations and Special Operations core activities to include combatant commanders, Theater Special Operations Commands and Supported Commands, U.S. Special Operations Commands Component Commands and Subordinate Units. U.S. Special Operations Command provides intelligence support to Theater Special Operations Commands from its Joint Intelligence Center and from deployable intelligence support packages. The command deploys tailored packages of personnel, systems, and equipment to combatant commanders for direct support to Theater of Operations Special Operations Forces. The personnel, systems, and equipment in these tailored packages achieve access to general military intelligence databases focused on the area of operations plus other operational needs. Fusion Center. Fusion Centers improve dynamic operational support by integrating the mission command approach together with focused analysis and other partners within a single centralized entity. A Fusion Center is an ad hoc collaborative effort between several units, organizations, or agencies that provide resources, expertise, information, or intelligence to a center with the goal of supporting the operations of each contributing member. They are primarily designed to focus collection and promote information sharing across multiple participants within a set geographic area. These centers are not operations centers. Commanders at various echelons create fusion centers to manage the flow of information and intelligence, focus information collection to satisfy information requirements, and to process, exploit, analyze, and disseminate the resulting collection. Note, FM20, Intelligence Appendix C, provides more information. Special Operations Intelligence Architecture. The flow of intelligence information and coordination, requests, tasking, production, dissemination, resourcing, and support require flexible and responsive structures. These structures are deliberately planned and then codified in mission orders and other authoritative documents. A two-star level Special Operations Command's J2 provides the through point between subordinate intelligence elements and higher echelon intelligence elements. The 389th Military Intelligence Battalion, Special Operations Airborne, may provide additional support to this command, its deployed subordinate elements, or both. The nature of the battalion's support relationship is established in military orders. U.S. Special Operations Command and the geographic combatant commands it supports have agreements that authorize direct liaison between U.S. Army Special Operations Command operational elements and the supported theater Special Operations Command for operational and exercise purposes. Organic S2 organizations provide intelligence support to civil affairs, psychological operations, Ranger, Special Forces, Special Operations Aviation elements, and Special Operations Sustainment elements. Special Forces groups and the 75th Ranger Regiment have organic collection capabilities organized into military intelligence companies and detachments. These multidiscipline collection capabilities enable organic collection when task organized and deployed in support of special operations. In support of this mission, special operations intelligence staffs process requests for information, tailor and disseminate products produced at the Joint Force, Combatant Command, and national levels for special operations. They combine this tailored intelligence with organic intelligence collection and tactical information collected by subordinates to develop all-source intelligence and products for the commander, staff, and operators. Critical to this process is the translation of operational requirements articulated by tactical subordinates into the information collection plan. Joint and service component interoperability of intelligence systems is critical to successful information sharing and collaboration across the intelligence enterprise. Army Special Operations Forces intelligence elements typically have a mix of Army and Special Operations specific intelligence systems to enable this collaboration. Detailed theater intelligence architecture planning and coordination for each deployment or operation is essential for success. The 389th Military Intelligence Battalion, Special Operations Airborne, is the nexus for continental United States-based intelligence support, integrating the efforts of each U.S. Army Special Operations Command component. The Military Intelligence Battalion, with the component intelligence staffs, coordinate with their staff counterparts and their units' communications elements to ensure continuous intelligence reach through the Joint Worldwide Intelligence Communications System. By ensuring interoperability within theater of operations systems and access to national and service-unique information sources, the commander should have the required intelligence support for the full range of missions. Intelligence processing, exploitation, and dissemination. Army Special Operations Forces are a key enabler in decisive, shaping, and sustaining operations by conducting activities that result in obtaining actionable intelligence. The processing, exploitation, and dissemination of such intelligence assists commanders in determining the appropriate capability and preparing the force to conduct activities against threat networks and other related hybrid threats. The activities could be unilateral, in conjunction with indigenous forces, or with joint conventional forces. Army Special Operations capabilities are managed to be balanced and sustainable across operations, activities, and tasks to accomplish strategic end states in support of theater operations. The balanced approach includes the ability to combine team special operations activities with organic enabling capabilities of intelligence operations, surveillance, reconnaissance, and rotary wing aircraft in support of unified land operations. The synchronization and integration of processing, exploitation, and dissemination with sensors and assets focuses on priority intelligence requirements while answering the commander's critical information requirements. Processing, exploitation, and dissemination activities facilitate timely, relevant, usable, and tailored intelligence. In joint doctrine, processing, exploitation, and dissemination is a general concept that facilitates the allocation of assets to support intelligence operations. Under the processing, exploitation, and dissemination concept, planners examine all collection assets and then determine if allocation or additional personnel and systems are required to support the exploitation of the collected information. These enablers are distinct from intelligence collection systems and all-source analysis capabilities. Intelligence processing, exploitation, and dissemination activities are prioritized and focused on intelligence processing, analysis, and assessment to quickly support specific intelligence collection requirements and facilitate improved intelligence operations. Because of the complexity of this task, the G2 or S2 plans the intelligence processing, exploitation, and dissemination portion of the intelligence architecture, and then advises the commander on prioritizing and resourcing the supporting activities. A thorough assessment of intelligence processing, exploitation, and dissemination activities requires an understanding of the capabilities and the requirements for many different supporting systems and personnel from across the intelligence enterprise. Note, ADP 2.0 includes more information on intelligence processing, exploitation, and dissemination.